Chapter 15. In the fall of his junior year, Todd played varsity tailback for the Santa Donato Cougars and was named All-Conference. And in the second quarter of that year, the quarter which ended in late January of 1977, he won the American Legion Patriotic Essay Contest. This contest was open to all City High School students who were taking American history courses. Todd's piece was called An American's Responsibility. During the baseball season in that confused year, the Shah of Iran had been ousted and gasoline prices were on the rise again. He was the school's star pitcher, winning four and losing none. His batting average was .361. At the awards assembly in June, he was named Athlete of the Year and given a plaque by Coach Haynes. Coach Haynes, who had once taken him aside and told him to keep practicing his curve, because none of these niggers can throw a curveball, Bowden. Not one of them. Monica Bowden burst into tears when Todd called her from school and told her he was going to get the award. Dick Bowden strutted around his office for 2 weeks following the ceremony, trying not to boast. That summer, they rented a cabin in Big Sur and stayed there for 2 weeks, and Todd snorkeled his brains out. During that same year, Todd killed four derelicts. He stabbed two of them and bludgeoned two of them. He had taken to wearing two pairs of pants on what he now acknowledged to be hunting expeditions. Sometimes he rode the city buses, looking for likely spots. The best two, he found, were the Santo Donato Mission for the Indigent on Douglas Street and around the corner from the Salvation Army on Euclid. He would walk slowly through both of these neighborhoods, waiting to be panhandled. When a wino approached him, Todd would tell him that he, Todd, wanted a bottle of whiskey, and if the wino would buy it, Todd would share the bottle. He knew a place, he said, where they could go. It was a different place every time, of course. He resisted a strong urge to go back either to the train yards or to the culvert behind the vacant lot on Cienega Way. Revisiting the scene of a previous crime would have been unwise. During the same year, Dusander smoked sparingly, drank ancient age bourbon, and watched TV. Todd came by once in a while, but their conversations became increasingly arid. They were growing apart. Dusander celebrated his 78th birthday that year, which was also the year Todd turned 16. Dusander remarked that 16 was the best year of a young man's life, 41 the best year of a middle-aged man's, and 78 the best of an old man's. Todd nodded politely. Dusander had been quite drunk and cackled in a way that made Todd distinctly uneasy. Dusander had dispatched two winos during Todd's academic years of 1976 to 77. The second had been livelier than he looked. Even after Dusander had gotten the man soddenly drunk, he had totted around the kitchen with the haft of a steak knife jutting from the base of his neck, gushing blood down the front of his shirt and onto the floor. The wino had rediscovered the front hall after two staggering circuits of the kitchen and had almost escaped the house. Dusander had stood in the kitchen, eyes wide with shocked unbelief, watching the wino grunt and puff his way towards the door, rebounding from one side of the hall to the other and knocking cheap Currier and Ives reproductions to the floor. His paralysis had not broken until the wino was actually groping for the doorknob. Then Dusander had bolted across the room, jerked open the utility drawer, and pulled out his meat fork. He ran down the hall with the meat fork held out in front of him and drove it into the wino's back. Dusander had stood over him, panting, his old heart racing in a frightening way, racing like that of a heart attack victim on that Saturday night TV program he enjoyed, Emergency. But at last it had slowed back into a normal rhythm, and he knew he was going to be all right. There had been a great deal of blood to clean up. That had been 4 months ago, and since then he had not made his offer at the downtown bus stop. He was frightened of the way he had almost bungled the last one. But when he remembered the way he had handled things at the last moment, pride rose in his heart. In the end, the wino had never made it out the door. And that was the important thing.